Payback is one of the more simple methods of investment appraisal, and there's just a few things that I want to make you aware of totally here. Firstly, that it's based on cash, okay, not profits, based on cash, and that's a good thing. Profits can be manipulated, profits are affected by judgments, cash isn't, cash is king, so it's based on cash, that's a good thing. The second good thing, as it were, not necessarily a good thing, but the second thing you need to know about it really, is that it focuses on liquidity as opposed to profitability. It's all about liquidity, meaning it's all about what things get you your money back the quickest. So it's all about, I need money quickly, I need liquidity. It's all about what can get your money back the quickest, not about what gives me the most cash overall, because it only takes into account the cash up until the payback period is finished. So let's recap two things then. It's cash-based, which is excellent, and it focuses on liquidity. The two downsides of it is kind of the opposite of the liquidity one. It doesn't focus on profitability over the whole of the period. It only takes into account the cash up until the up until the payback period. So it disregards the profits that could be made afterwards. Okay, so that's a downside. So it doesn't make the doesn't look into all the profits. And the other downside is that it doesn't take into account the time value of money. You can do something called adjusted payback, but we'll look at that later. So let's recap then. Two good things, or one good thing, based on cash. It's also based on liquidity. Negatives: it doesn't look at profitability over the whole period, and it doesn't look at the time value of money. One final thing I would say is that it's excellent for screening methods. So it could be that a business has three or four different projects, but it says, right, well, first of all, I'm not interested in any unless they pay back within a couple of years. So can you just tell me which ones pay back within a couple of years? And then, looking at them, then we'll look at the profitability of them over the whole period. So that's kind of extending the payback. It's using payback as what we call a screening method. It's also, of course, very good for fast-changing environments, because the faster it changes, you know, the more worried you are that you won't get your money back. So in fast-changing environments, payback period is popular. It's a very popular investment appraisal technique.